This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Yeah. A lot of people want to criticize when they see things every day. Calling people drug addicts and homeless. The shit don't even make sense to them until it actually happens and affects them.
Act like you've never seen this life. As if you've never been here before. So familiar, but it don't seem right. Only hits home when it's at your front door. Act like you've never seen this life. As if you've never been here before. So familiar, but it don't seem right. It's home when it's at your front door.
Act like you've never, act like you've never, act like you've never seen this life. Come on, act like you've never, act like you've never, act like you've never seen this life. Come on.
Don't even act like you haven't seen Matt at his worst. Now he's at his best. Thank you, forgive and forget. There was a time.
Hip-hop artist Matt Dinay, a.k.a. Surreal, has credited his involvement with music for helping him to overcome the demons of addiction and poverty. He's also shared his experiences with loss through music and by performing at the Souls Remembering Souls event in Nanaimo. Surreal boldly laces his lyrics with the die-hard truths of reality and its consequences, whether they are positive or negative, and he exemplifies strength and resilience with his devotion to family and community in both his actions and his lyrics. We're joined in the studio by Matt Dinay.
Welcome back to People First Radio, Matt.
How you doing, guys? Thanks for having me.
Matt, tell us about the demons, as you call them, the demons of addiction and poverty that you struggled with.
Well, coming up, my family history is kind of a little bit shady. I mean, my mom was kind of into drugs. My dad was into drugs and alcohol. It's really all I had for my role models coming up. So I never really had a chance to hang out with my parents too much other than when we were doing drugs. So it was kind of a chance for us to bond, as messed up as that may seem. So that's kind of the demon kind of took hold at a young age for me. I was about 11 or 12 when I started getting into the harder stuff. So basically those demons followed me up until into my teens, until I basically decided to do something about it on my own once my father passed away. Kind of made a knee-jerk reaction to put myself in foster care and go back to high school that I dropped out of for 3 years and basically just get my life back together. So,
you've linked addiction and poverty together when you describe these demons.
Absolutely.
What is the link?
The link is once addiction comes, you're poverty. That's it. Basically, I mean, if you're addicted to anything, you're going to lose money. If you're addicted to gambling, you're going to have no money. If you're addicted to, you know what I mean? There's people addicted to sex that they pay for. They're going to lose money. But drugs are a different animal altogether, whereas if you don't have more of them, your body actually shuts down and needs those drugs. So basically money becomes non-existent. It's all about the drugs. Family becomes non-existent. Personal items become non-existent. It's all about the demon of the actual drug that's taken hold of you. So,
what are your thoughts about addiction now at this point in your life?
Me personally, I'm addicted to making music. I'm addicted to putting new rappers on that haven't really had their chance to shine. I'm addicted to raising my son and basically making my wife happy. I'm also just addicted to being happy now. And for that to happen, I had to cut out all those other addictions. So,
where's hip hop? It's there when you need it the most. When you feed it for coke, feeling like you're bleeding from the throat. I'm really broke, I'm feeling rich, bitch. How many kids you know can walk across the hall, get in the booth and spit? Is this, hold it tight for this rap. If it wasn't for rap, be in the trap with a pipe and some crack. Fighting back with every verse that I have. Every murderous stab coming up, new verbs, you heard and you mad. Starting clicks without your kids. You probably get them in the trunk, but I showed them where the mountain is. Hip hop saved me. Yo, that's on some real shit. Now go ahead, bop your head, cut that surreal disc. Hip hop saved me. That's how I feel, kids. Hip hop saved me.
That's on the real tip. Hip-hop saved me. If it can save you, imagine what it can do to the rest of the world too. Hip-hop saved me. That's how I feel, kids. Hip-hop saved me. That's on the real tip. Hip-hop saved me. If it can save you, imagine.
What do you mean when you say hip-hop saved me?
Well, basically, once I found music and once I found that I was able to actually have a talent, I knew I couldn't sing. I don't have the patience or the fingers to play guitar. So a good friend of mine actually showed me some of his rhymes and what he was doing. So I started getting into it. And then the more I got into it, the more it became an outlet for me to share my pain, what I've been through. I didn't go to any psychiatrist or anything when I was younger like I was supposed to. So this became my psychiatry, you know what I mean? I was able to express myself. And basically, like, there were times when if I didn't have hip-hop music in my life, I mean, I might not even be here. Especially when my brother passed away. Like, my brother passed away, I just started feverishly writing music. It basically became my ultimate outlet for all my emotions. And basically, it saved my life. Without hip-hop, I wouldn't have been able to raise the money for his funeral. I wouldn't have been able to do a lot of the things that I've gotten to do, meet a lot of the people I've gotten to meet, and had a lot of the friends that I do now. So basically, it created not only a support mechanism, but also a support system for me to carry on and to keep doing what I'm doing.
What is it about rapping and music that is so powerful in a personal sense, beyond the support and the connections that you've made?
Just basically the ability to take your words that you would maybe normally write down in a journal or something of that nature and put it in rhyme form and make it into a song. Like, it's kind of a beautiful thing to me, because for centuries people have been doing it, but rap has only been around, I mean, since the early 70s, and it's been a way for so many people who don't have a way to connect with either people or the streets or their loved ones or even just with themselves. So it's a huge part of my culture anyway.
Yeah.
They exceed every expectancy that they ever set out for me. I will undoubtedly make them all proud to see how I grow my seed now in spite of those who doubted me. We are about to be among the best, and I'ma keep doing this till my lungs collapse in my chest. To find success, you must know patience. You gotta pay just to get your shit played on the station. I've been waiting such a long, long time. Only for his motivation got me on my grind.
This is CHLY.ca, CHLY 101.7 FM. You're listening to People First Radio.
Surreal is an original hip-hop artist born in Comox, BC, and currently holding it down in Nanaimo. He brings hard-hitting beats and lyrical talent to every performance, taking full advantage of today's technology, and wrangles his army of fans via internet, music videos, albums, concert promotions, and constant hustle. Devastated by the untimely deaths of both his father and older brother, Surreal learned to stand as a man, conquering his demons of addiction and poverty. Now, instead of drugs, Surreal boldly laces his lyrics with the diehard truths of reality and its consequences, whether they be positive or negative. He continues to shine with over 50 shows on Vancouver Island, opening for such artists as Tech N9ne, Biff Naked, the Beatnuts, Sweatshop Union, and Juno Award-winning rap artist Belly. We're joined in the studio by Matt Dene.
How's it going? I just want to add R.A. the Rugged Man and Bone Thugs to that list, because there are some big names out there that I just recently got to open for. So,
and it was a lengthy list to begin with. I only put three or four of the names down.
It's actually getting longer as this month goes along too, because I've got some more announcements, and just recently did a show with Canadian legend Emotions. I got a show this week with Royce da 5'9", who's also a big name. He raps with Eminem and whatnot. So.
Your brother Nick died by suicide in 2007. Mm-hmm. It had a devastating impact on you.
Yeah.
Tell us about Nick and what he meant to you and what he still means to you.
Well, he was my older brother, obviously. When we were younger, he was the kid I always blamed everything on. Got out of a lot of trouble because of him. Got into a lot of trouble because of him. And he was my role model. He was my older brother and someone I looked up to. He was just the best person I ever met in my entire life, future, past, present included. Everybody that knew him will tell you the same thing, that he had a heart of gold. He used to ride around the streets telling everybody my shows are coming on and listen to the new Sunk City album. Yo, my brother's a rapper, check this out. He was just our biggest fan, so he'd be at every show, front row, center. Just one of the greatest people I've ever known, if not the greatest person I've ever known. And I miss him a lot.
You lost two mentors, your father and your brother, two mm-hmm. male role models. Yeah. Now you're a father yourself.
Yeah, amazingly enough.
What are you learning from the experience of parenting?
There's a lot of patience involved. It's the most rewarding thing I've ever done in my life. No music could ever compare to the music of hearing your child say that he loves you. And basically, I don't know, it's just one of the best things I've ever experienced. It's the whole nature of nature, you know what I mean? I created him. He came out of me, and it's like I created a little human. He's starting to walk. Like, he walks, he runs, he raps, he beatboxes. He's the coolest little kid you'll ever meet. He's just G'd up from the feet up. Everybody that knows him thinks he's the best kid ever. And basically, it's changed me a lot as a person. I don't rap about some of the things I used to anymore, just because I think he's always listening. I hear him in the backseat of the car repeating my songs. So, yeah, it's definitely changed me as an artist and most importantly as a person. But, yeah, it's basically every day it's the most rewarding thing I've ever done. So.
This song here is dedicated to Nick Danae. Rest in peace, my brother. Although we only live but once physically, we live in hearts and minds eternally. Thanks to Wade C on this beat, man.
Rest in peace.
Nick Beats and Wade, why'd you have to leave me this way?
Rest in peace.
Nick Beats and Wade, why'd you have to leave me this way?
Rest in peace.
Nick Beats and Wade, why'd you have to leave me this way?
Rest in peace.
Nick Beats and Wade.
Benny B, it was a cold, dark day. Yeah. To tell you the truth, we went to Alice's for lunch. Yo, we grabbed a booth. I said, what about that drama with that trick bitch? He said, bro, they came with her and they took my shit. About to lose my grip and, man, I got no direction. Picked up this little dub-dub for protection. And what you need a motherfucking gun for? I'ma use it if they at my door once more. She's just a bitch, tried to give him the clues.
What's happening right now in your musical career, in your current creative life?
Well, right now we're working on two different albums. We got the squad linked up, Street Royals all day. Basically, I got a bunch of different things going on. We got Off the Rock Records doing their thing, Super Dan, Nigel all over the map. We got Bloke One over in Ireland doing all our production still. And I'm working on a solo album and a mixtape as well. And then we're going to work on like a kind of a crew compilation as well. So we got like two or three albums coming out in the next 6 months. We're in the middle of our tour right now. It's called the Blazing Confused Tour. We just did an all-ages show at Headliners last week. We did a show at Port Alberni the next night. I've got four weddings coming up. I have a show tonight in Campbell River at the Quinsome Hotel with Jinx the Constrictor and As Is. And tomorrow night I'm hosting a show at the Camby for ACO and the Anti-Heroes Alliance. And Big Ben, obviously. And then Saturday night, I think I'm going to take it easy because it's been crazy this month. And then on the 24th at the Queens, I'm opening for Royce da 5'9" from Slaughterhouse. And obviously, he's signed with Eminem, Shady Records. Scalebreakers are going to be there, Guy Woods and Subway. Shouts out to those guys. And on the 29th, we're going to be going up to Victoria for one of their blender nights. 24 in the Valley, Georgia Murray. I don't know if you guys know her. She's a really talented artist. And we're going to be doing our thing up there. That's February the 29th at Lucky Bar in Victoria. So that's just this month.
Yeah. We have a couple of seconds left. You wanted to mention some sponsors?
Maybe? Yeah, I just want to mention D. Clark Plumbing, obviously, the Smoke Zone. Nanaimo Youth Services, they have a drop-in from 5 to 9 p.m. every day. They got free food, good times. We're trying to get more youth involved in that project. So go down there if you guys are feeling a little left out of society. Go down there. They'll treat you like humans and feed you some good food, and you guys can do some cool stuff down there as well.
Matt Denae, thank you very much for taking the time to join
us. No problem, y'all. Thanks for coming. Thanks for having me out. Reverb Nation/Surreal. Thanks, guys.
Two shots at mom while she was fleeing the coop. People wanna know what's wrong, well, now you're seeing the truth.
Yeah. And I've been thinking about my life lately. I've been drinking cause my life's crazy. I've been feeling like why God placed me down on this earth. Now we gotta come save me. I've been thinking about my life lately. I've been thinking about how life's crazy. I've been feeling like why does God hate me? I'm down on this earth. Now we gotta come save me.
Speak of the past, I know I never walk alone. I got Nick with me, headed to another new foster home. Look inside at the demon, he laughs. My brother chose suicide, free from evil at last. Now, how am I gonna have fun with my girl? What right do I have to raise a little son in this world? Might have never occurred the regular words. The cleverest verse can be a link between heaven and earth. If every memory didn't know a debt to me, I finally learned the recipe to chef me up some clemency. She said she loved me, I'm the man of a life, but now I can't.
Matt Denae, a.k.a. Surreal, is an original hip-hop artist on Vancouver Island. You can find him online at his Facebook page, Surreal Music, or on MySpace at Eagle Street Records.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.